the many emotions of the recruiting journey, you'll hear one family's story. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 29. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fiegler. Here we are in episode number 29. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. Count on this podcast releasing an episode every single Tuesday. So make sure you check it out. Lots of good episodes in the past, too. If you just found me, then you've got a whole wealth of podcast episodes covering a number of topics to help you in your recruiting journey all the way to an athletic scholarship. Whether you're a parent or an athlete, this is for you. In fact, the best thing is to listen together, gain the knowledge together, and I always leave you with some action points. Oh, here we are as Super Bowl Sunday is behind us. I don't know if your team won. Most of the nation was rooting for Atlanta, and of course, New England folks rooting for their team. What an amazing game. Anyway, speaking of that Super Bowl, talk about the ups and downs, talk about the emotions. That's what we're going to discuss today, the emotions of the recruiting journey. And I know there are many. There are many. We went through it ourselves. Before we get into that, just want to ask you, have you yet signed up for Athletic Scholarship University? If not, go there, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com, sign up and get started and go through this step-by-step course on your own time at your own speed. It's a video course. I'm the instructor along with a lot of other resources, including a textbook, a workbook, and other input from other experts along the way, covering six modules. So you'll hear people in every module, not just me. Check it out, athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. I also want you to make sure you download the free report that I've written. We've had a lot of people do that. How to get an athletic scholarship. It's a quick read. You can find that at recruitme.com. Recruitme.com. A quick read. How to get an athletic scholarship. That's why you're here, right? You want to know that? And this is a great way to start. So we'll have links in the show notes as well to help you out. Well, the emotions of the recruiting journey, and I want to talk about one family's story. Stories are good. If we can relate to other families, and I'm sure we can, then you'll see your story is parallel to some others. I'm not sure where you're at in this process, whether you're just starting out or whether you've put a year or two into this. If you can just hang in there, despite the ups and downs emotionally, you will succeed. And the emotions that you're feeling are not unusual. I guarantee you, they're not unusual. So I want to tell you one family story that will help you out, encourage you, and you can learn from them. So this family, both parents were working, and they already had one kid in college. So picture that. They're earning money to get that kid through college. And then they're next. Then they got two more after that. So they're thinking, okay, we're already strapped with one. How are we going to do it with two more? One right after another. So they thought about athletic scholarships. Their kids both were actually talented. And they had heard from some people, parents, of course, other athletes about this athletic scholarship thing. In fact, one of the parents actually competed in college, not on scholarship, but that parent learned a lot through the process and wanted to make it different for their kids. They wanted to make it different. Both parents did want to make it different for their kids. So at this time that they would get an athletic scholarship. So they pursued it. They found out some information. They talked with people, so-called experts. They read a book. And these parents really came together and said, let's do something. Let's take a shot at it and see what this athletic scholarship thing is about. Can the next two kids in line get a scholarship? And here are some of the emotions they went through. First of all is confusion. Can you relate to that? Confusion, not knowing whether they're really on the right track or not. They see other athletes get scholarships, other parents' kids get scholarships. They read about it. They're on TV, you know, signing day, which we just had for football. And they're saying, okay, how does this thing work? How did they get a scholarship? I guess they were just super talented. So there was that confusion, not really knowing where to start, not understanding this whole scholarship game. Then there's fear, the emotion of fear. And you may have felt that. Maybe you're feeling that right now. Fear of, well, are we going to have enough money to send the next two kids to college? In fact, we're going to have enough money to send our first one who's already in college all the way through 4 years. We need help of some kind. And so there's that fear. There's the fear that their kids are going to never get discovered. They'll never even be in the game, be on the road to an athletic scholarship. So there's that fear. There's fears of, well, what are we going to do come senior year? And there's doesn't look like there are going to be any offers on the table. And we have worked hard at this. We've done our best. And we're at a dead end. And they're projecting into the future. And there's a fear. You know, most of our fears are unfounded. Most of our fears are based on lies, based on things that, you know, aren't even true. So we conjure up these things in our mind, and these fears just dominate us. So maybe you're feeling fear. This one family felt fearful too. I'm not sure if the athletes felt fearful, but the parents did. And then there was fatigue, and this was for the whole family, not only the parents, but also the students along the way, their kids, the fatigue of it. They did get into it. Maybe you've been at this for a year, a year and a half, 2 years, and you're saying, I'm just tired of this. I'll go take a loan or something and just get the money for our kids to go to school. And you're just tired. You're worn out. You've been pursuing this. You've had conversations with coaches. You've had some coaches who have turned down your son or daughter. If you're the athlete, you've been turned down. And that's discouraging, which is also another emotion that is okay to feel. And all these emotions are okay to feel. It's discouragement or disappointment that your expectations haven't been met or they don't look like they're being met. You have a coach that's interested and then the communication stops. It's gone. It just disappeared. It just went cold. Maybe had that happen a couple times. You're disappointed. There's disappointment at camps that maybe you've been to, tryouts, tournaments where you knew coaches were in the stands and they're looking, they're watching, and you don't do well. And so there's that disappointment. Not just disappointment, but real discouragement. You know, those are some of the negative emotions. I lead with those just to let you know those are natural. It's okay. It's okay to feel that way. In fact, if you don't feel that way, you're not normal. If you don't feel that way, you're not experiencing the reality of this whole recruiting journey. So let me turn to some other things. How about joy? Joy in a great performance. Joy in a victory. Joy in maybe winning a championship. Joy in a lot of things you could have that joy in. And I want to encourage you to experience that joy. It's my belief that this whole sports thing should be enjoyable for the athletes. Even though you're pursuing an athletic scholarship and there's that pressure there, don't miss out on the joy of competing. Don't miss out on the joy of being part of a team. Don't miss out on the joy of high school sports. Don't miss that. Experience it. Enjoy it. Put the scholarship thing aside if you have to, just to experience that joy. Then there's celebration. Celebration when a coach calls or emails or writes, contacts your son or daughter. There's that celebration. And please feel that. Feel that celebration. There's jubilation, of course. Jubilation, which is even beyond joy, even beyond celebration, that jubilation that comes when you reach that goal of an athletic scholarship. There's that jubilation. There are a lot of other things along the way that can cause that. And this one family, getting back to their story, they experience these things too. I mentioned at the beginning that they were confused because they didn't really know the steps and the process and this scholarship, this recruiting journey. And they had that fear as well. They were wondering how they're going to pay for that education. Of course, they were fatigued too. I think they went through this for about 2 years. So they were tired. And disappointment along the way too. Some turndowns. A non-response at some of the schools that were hopefully at the top of their list. And they were hoping that they'd get the scholarship there. But disappointment because that didn't happen at that particular school. So another emotion that I want to share with you that's normal and that's good, and that is determined. Determined. This family felt determined. They worked together. The parents and the students, the student athletes, they worked together as a team. They were determined to just pursue this and see where it led, and they believed they'd get the scholarship. They kept going with determination, even though the doubt was there at times and fear popped up and uncertainty. The confusion lessened as they went through it, as they got more knowledge. Then there was the feeling of lostness, and that might be where you are right now too. I'm just lost in this whole thing. Where do I go? Where do I turn? And that's okay. It's good to be lost as long as you find your way. And that's what I hope I can do for you. And if you've listened to past episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast or gone to my website, you know that I help you get out of that state of lostness. And this family was lost too for a while. So those are some of the emotions, maybe even envy. You see other athletes get scholarship offers and you see their pictures on National Signing Day, and you wonder, I wonder if my son or my daughter, if you're the athlete, if I'm going to get there. I'm kind of jealous, a little envious. You say, no, that's not us. That is too, because I know what that feels like. So let's be honest here. We went through that too. All these emotions, I want to assure you, these are okay. It's part of the process. In fact, I bet every single one of these emotions I mentioned are emotions that you as an athlete have felt in competition. Emotions that you as a parent have felt as you've seen your son or daughter compete. It's an emotion. All these emotions are ones that the family that I'm talking about here experienced in their story, every single one of them. And then in the end, they did have that jubilation of receiving the scholarship. But it was a long process, all these emotions felt along the way. And maybe you've guessed by now that this family that I'm talking about, that this story is my story. It's my family's story. It's my wife's and my story. It's our kids' story. We went through all these things. It was 15 years ago, well, actually longer than that, that we went through this. And our twin sons ended up with a fully paid education at the school of their choice, competing in the sport they loved. But I got to tell you, we went through these emotions. And I want to relate to you that if whatever you're feeling right now, whether it's joy or whether it's fear, whether it's fatigue or whether it's celebration, these things are normal. And these are the ups and downs of the recruiting journey. I hope I can help you. If you have a question, please email me, john@recruitme.com. That email address is linked in the show notes for episode number 29. That's john@recruit-me.com. Be glad to encourage you, answer any questions. And I would urge you, if you haven't yet, please download the free report on the homepage of my website, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. If you're real serious in the next year or two, to start now and just tackle this whole recruiting challenge and go on this journey, then I encourage you to sign up for Athletic Scholarship University. Well, that's it for this week. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. The emotions of recruiting, indeed an up and down experience, and that's my story. let me know what yours is, okay? We'll talk to you next Tuesday.